My kid could paint that. You might hear someone say that about Maggie's painting or some other piece of abstract art. It's also the name of a new documentary whose story boils down to this. When Marla Olmsted was around 4 years old, she may or may not have painted large, colorful, abstract paintings. Those paintings have sold for many thousands of dollars, and NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports the film raises questions about the value of art.
My Kid Could Paint That begins with filmmaker Amir Bar-Lev playfully interviewing little Marla Olmsted just before her fourth art show.
You don't want to talk at all about your new paintings?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't.
Do you want to talk about the show?
No, I don't.
But a lot of other people wanted to talk about it. Amir Bar-Lev's film shows the mainstream media's obsession with Marla.
With her abstract paintings are already flying off gallery walls.
And wait till you see how much her paintings go for.
10 of her abstract paintings have already been sold for thousands of dollars.
Some big bucks as well.
Amir Bar-Lev spent almost a year filming Marla Olmsted and her family. He spent hours interviewing her parents, her dealer, and Marla collectors. He also shot footage of Marla getting nice and messy as she plays and paints on her big canvases.
The fact that she was being called a prodigy in abstract expressionism raised a bunch of questions in my mind. Who decides what's great art? How does art get valued? What is art?
Marla was already selling paintings for $5,000 to $6,000 when Bar-Lev began filming. As a result of a story in the New York Times, a tidal wave of requests for Marla came in from more media outlets and potential collectors. Within a few months, her paintings were selling for $20,000 to $25,000.
I thought that some of them were certainly nice. The word that comes to mind is decorative.
Franklin Boyd is a consultant to art collectors. She says something the film did not address is that most serious contemporary art dealers would not let prices for their artists' work skyrocket so high so fast for fear of losing customers. People who can afford $6,000 paintings are in a different league than those who can pay much, much more.
That's a very different strata of people who are able to routinely buy artwork that's in the $20,000 to $25,000 level. And they don't want to alienate a solid base of collectors. Also, there may be a flurry of attention around an initial solo show, but that attention could quickly dry up.
And for Marla, it did.
We begin tonight with something of a mystery. It involves a four-year-old girl who lives in Binghamton, New York.
Just as sales were booming, 60 Minutes aired a story that cast serious doubt on the authenticity of Marla's work. A psychologist who specializes in gifted children watches a video of Marla painting and then speculates...
Either somebody else painted them start to finish, or somebody else doctored them up.
Sales of Marla's paintings plummeted. In the documentary, her dealer and her collectors fret that their reputations are on the line. But for people who work in the contemporary art world, Marla should never have gotten so much attention in the first place, and they're not very interested in this film. Jonathan Feinberg is the director of the Center for Study of Modern Art at the Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C. He says the only thing that might set Marla apart from other kids is that her parents gave her high-quality paint.
The work of little Marla is actually no different than probably a half a billion children in the world, except that the materials are a little different. And so people get fooled because they don't know the difference between that and the really serious stuff. So that's where there's a problem.
Problem or just a matter of taste? My Kid Could Paint That explores a classic divide about art. Modern art insiders who think the marketing of Marla is a scam, and people who like realist painting who think all abstract art is a scam. Michael Kimmelman, art critic for the New York Times, puts it this way in the film.
There is this large idea out there that abstract art and modern art in general has no standards, no truth or something, and that if a child can do it, that it sort of pulls the veil off this con game.
The common ground for these two groups of art consumers could be museums, where education and dialogue are usually encouraged. But Jonathan Feinberg says the reality is that museums can't afford to buy art when collectors have made it into a billion-dollar market.
Because there's so much money in the hands of some very wealthy people who are after commodity value, they've driven the prices of everything up beyond the reach of museums. And some of them are serious collectors. Most of them are just people who are buying expensive goods.
One final note. Even though My Kid Could Paint That questions the authenticity of Marla's work, after the documentary premiered, offers for some of her paintings were higher than ever. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.